Dennis, I know you've worked real hard on trying to get those yields up, and I understand you actually want a yield record. I'll let you explain. Which one did you win, and how did you do it?
Yes, we're soybean farmers, and we've been planting Asgrow for several years and been turning yields with the Asgrow Regional, I think it is, contest. And this year we finally hit 108, 103 bushel per acre, dry land, no-till.
That is great. Now, we talk about 101 bushels an acre, not something we hear of very often or even close to that. Obviously, that took some work. What all went into trying to achieve this?
Well, we soil test and tissue test with Midwest Laboratories, and we have what it needs. We are N, P, and K. We're in great shape on that. And also, as season starts, we use tissue testing to put on liquid minor elements according to what the test says. So we got some good rains this year, and things turned out real well. So we broke the 100 bushel barrier. I've been trying to do that for several years, and we finally did it.
And take it, you're pleased with the Asgrow variety you used this year.
Yes, we used the 46X7s. That's kind of an early bean for where we're located. But we've been having really good luck with that variety, yielding and maturing out and putting on good clusters of pods. So we have half of our acreage. We farm about maybe 1,500, 2,000 acre beans. And we've been trying the fours for several years, and they've been doing real well to be able to get them out of the field early and hit those early markets.
Dennis, 101 bushels is pretty good when it comes to soybean plot, but I take it doesn't stop there. I take it you're going to try to achieve more over the next few years.
Oh, yeah. We farm land in about three different counties, so we got some good spots that we're going to continue to see if we can get it on up there a little bit higher, and we'll keep pushing our micronutrients and foliar fertilizers, and also we use a lot of manures around here, poultry litter especially, so we haven't used too much N, P, and K fertilizers too much, but we rely on our manures and our soil test to get those up, and also keeping the pH, you know, between 5 to 6.5, somewhere in that area, and lime about every 3 years. So overall averages have probably gone up from around 50 bushel to in the 65 to 70 range. We've enjoyed working with our Asgrow rep. He's an excellent representative of Monsanto, and he works real hard to get the right varieties in our hands to plant, and we always plant corn and a soybean trial. Been doing that for a long, long time, and we see the best varieties, and that's what we always plant.